everyone, and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, the 8th of January, and the title of your podcast today is Teddy for You, Teddy for Me. My name is Anna, I'm English, and I bring you A Cup of English twice a week, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, usually, though I brought you a podcast on Wednesday instead of Tuesday because of sickness in our house, but everyone's getting better, so that's a good thing. Today's podcast is a little bit about that. The text and grammar notes you can find at acupofenglish.libsyn.com, and my app is available in iTunes. So let's get started. Teddy for you, Teddy for me. It's been a rough couple of weeks. My three boys have had the flu, and one of them has had two different kinds. As a mother, I try to do all that I can to make them comfortable. Medicine, liquids, blankets, and peace and quiet. I try to give them some extra attention, if they want it. At times I have taken their temperatures, asked them how they felt their foreheads, and given them popsicles for their sore throats. Sometimes, however, they have wanted to be left alone. I can understand that. As a mother, you have to become a judge of who will want what and when. My daughter gave me a good suggestion today to help Robert feel better. Buy him a teddy. He's 10 years old, almost too cool to have teddies, but not quite. And, of course, there are teddies and teddies. The one she chose for him is a gorilla with a tie and a big smile. That's perfect for an almost too cool boy. It's soft, cuddly, and funny, but it's also masculine looking, and it goes well with his giant soft lion that he uses as a pillow. It was a good idea, I told Dominie. It's a little soft creature that wishes him well, with a huge smile, to make him feel better. Okay, we've got about 8 grammar notes here to get through, and we'll start with the first sentence. A rough couple of weeks. Rough is often used to describe a length of time that has been difficult. A. This week has been rough at work. This week has been rough at work. B. The 2 years after the divorce were very rough. The 2 years after the divorce were very rough. Number 2. Peace and quiet. Well, this is a set phrase that is used both in England and the US. The meaning is self-explanatory, but it should be noted that they often automatically go together. A. After a noisy week, I really need peace and quiet at the weekend. After a noisy week, I really need peace and quiet at the weekend. B. When you have the flu, you need medicine, liquids, rest, and peace and quiet. When you have the flu, you need medicine, liquids, rest, and peace and quiet. Number 3. At times. Well, it's the same as saying sometimes. You could possibly substitute with occasionally. Though at times can indicate less occasions than sometimes. A. At times, he looks happy. But then, at other times, he looks sad. At times, he looks happy. But then, at other times, he looks sad. B. At times, I really don't know if he's joking or not. At times, I really don't know if he's joking or not. Number 4. Popsicle. A popsicle is a treat. It's like a cross between pop and an icicle. It's a frozen lollipop, and it comes in many different flavors and shapes. A. In the summer, we always fill the freezer with popsicles. In the summer, we always fill the freezer with popsicles. B. Popsicles can help a sore throat feel better. Popsicles can help a sore throat feel better. Number 5. To be left alone. Well, sometimes this phrase goes with the verb want. It's a phrase that's really showing a person desires to be alone. Of course, you can leave something alone. But we often say, I want to be left alone, or a person wants to be left alone. The left indicates that other people are letting go or permitting the person to be alone. A. I just want to be left alone. I just want to be left alone. B. I'm sure he'll calm down if you leave him alone. Or if he's left alone. I'm sure he'll calm down if you leave him alone. Or if he's left alone. Number 6. Who will want what and when? There are lots of interrogatives here. It's an example of a string of interrogatives. Now, this was used because I had already mentioned the medicines, blankets, liquids, etc., and the boys. So, in this sentence that follows, I don't need to repeat all of these nouns. It's full of interrogatives that are simply referring back to the nouns. A. We have ham, cheese, salad, soup, and cake for everyone. Anyone can help themselves to what they want when they want it. We have ham, cheese, salad, soup, and cake for everyone. Anyone can help themselves to what they want when they want it. B. I don't know why, when, or how this mess was made. I just want it cleaned up. I don't know why, when, or how this mess was made. I just want it cleaned up. Number 7. There are teddies and teddies. This echoes a similar sentence that I discussed in a previous podcast. And the sentence format is comparing equal things, but it implies that they are not equal. Some teddies are better than others. A. We saw the musical Les Misérables. Of course, there are musicals. And there are musicals, but that's one of the best. We saw the musical Les Misérables. Of course, there are musicals, and there are musicals, but that's one of the best. B. I wish you didn't buy that cheap ham. It's not all the same, you know. There's ham, and then there's ham. I wish you didn't buy that cheap ham. It's not all the same, you know. there's ham, and then there's ham. And finally, number 8, cuddly. It's one of my favourite words. I use it a lot. It means something that is easy to hug. It's nice to hug. It's very comfortable. And perhaps it's even built to hug. A. That homemade pillow is so cuddly. I could just hug it all day. That homemade pillow is so cuddly. I could just hug it all day. B. When our cat is sleepy, she is so cuddly. When our cat is sleepy, she is so cuddly. Well, that's the end of the podcast today. I hope this helped you. Please drop me an email if you have any comments or questions or suggestions. And as I say at the end of each of my blogs, you are all more than welcome to join my Facebook page, Anna from A Cup of English. Just send me a friend request and I will confirm it. Well, have a wonderful weekend. Take care, and until next time, bye-bye.